Hey, Jasmine, thank you so much for being a guest at our table for Rockin' Pod. This is really great.
This is awesome. It's my first Rockin' Pod ever.
Is it? Oh, my God, ours too.
Likewise. Really?
Yeah, same. It's great.
We're really nervous.
I guess so.
I was uncertain. I didn't know what to expect. So, you know, I bought a booth here and I was like, we're going to try it out. Just like throw all the cards on the table and see where it takes us. So.
Well, I feel like that you're perfect for that because one, guys, you probably know who Jasmine Cain is. For the people that are listening out there, you've probably seen her. You've probably seen, you know, her music or her shows. She's Nashville. She's all over the place. But you tour and you travel a lot. So the one thing that I've always noticed about you is that you are really, really amazing at talking to people. And you are really great at going out of your way to be sociable, which is going to be such a hard thing when you're a musician and a front woman and a guitar player and you're doing everything that you can.
I think we all have our days that we want to just kind of hide out on the bus, but like the truth is that we're out here doing all like 170 shows a year and we're trying to make long-time friends and fans. We want people that are going to follow our careers throughout and like are going to be invested in them and active in promotions and whatnot, and they can't do that if they don't know anything about you. They have to get to know you as an artist, as a person, and then they're invested, you know, like they're just invested and we're invested in them. And so we keep in touch with all these people across the road. We try to let them know when we're coming and we meet them at their houses for dinner and things like
that.
This is fun. Like, we're building a community of friends and we call them Caniacs.
Caniacs?
A Caniacs across this country.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
No, that's super cool.
Clever.
And so, and this is one of
this is our
musicians?
Drummer, PK. His name is Philip.
Hello there.
Hello.
We call him PK for short.
Hello there.
Because he's 6'7".
Yes.
It's a joke.
I need something short.
But, man, so, I bet you got a really powerful kick drum leg there.
Yes, I do.
Breaking heads all the time on it.
Yes, when you're swinging from up here.
Crushing down.
Heavy-handed, indeed.
So is this also your first Rockin' Pod?
Indeed it is.
Okay.
I'm a first timer. Be gentle.
And so do you live in Nashville too?
Just south of town.
Okay. That's fun. Okay. So Nashville's your home base, right? When you're not on the road.
Yeah, exactly.
And like you said, you do 170 shows a year and I know not all of them are here.
Oh, very few of them are here, actually. We're
like two.
Yeah, we usually play like one in the spring and one in the fall, here. And that's kind of it, because it's before the tour season really hits and then right at the end of it when it's kind of slowing down.
Okay.
But, you know, then when we shut down for the winter, I do an acoustic tour all winter in Florida. So I just get solo, and I had 35 scheduled in 50 days this year. That's my off season.
Oh my God. Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because I had actually seen that. I had actually seen that, like, that's you do the solo work, and I had, hello.
This is our guitar player, Taylor.
Hey,
Taylor.
What's happening?
Hi, Taylor.
Look right here. There
Nashville
you go.
On the rise.
He just got here.
Oh, we have another chairman pulling up, man. You guys can share a mic if you want.
Oh my God, maybe just scooch down.
You can share this chair.
You can share the mic too.
It's squatty now.
So the fact that I had seen that you had done that solo and I was like, man, this woman, I was like, she is just out there like crushing it all the time. Like, you were just really making shit happen.
We can't stand still. You know, I think post-COVID, it became very apparent to us that we have to do something more to stay busy and to stay keep income coming in, because after COVID, a lot of things changed for, I think, everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of bands had to hang it up. A lot of venues shut down. And, you know, overall, there just wasn't as much money involved to be able to, like, keep people going. They still wanted acts. They still wanted artists to come and perform, but the money wasn't there to purchase. And so I started the acoustic show to be able to still accommodate that and not break the bank with them. So they could still continue to have entertainment. I could still continue to work.
Yeah.
And everybody was making it work. We just had to make some...
It's a win for everybody in that sense.
We just had to pivot.
No, and pivoting is good. Change is always constant. And the thing about you is that seeing you with a live band, like, you're such a force. And then seeing you as a solo act, I'm sure, because I haven't had the opportunity to do that yet. Like, I can tell that that must be just by your vibe and, like, from what I've seen you on stage. Like, that's really cool for both people to see. So can you just tell us, what music do you gravitate to? Well, tell our fans.
Well, so the main thing is I love all kinds of music. We listen to everything from, like, really intense math rock, prog rock stuff, to, you know, pop. And, like, we love everything. I grew That's up with cool. a country music background. So
I didn't know that.
Oh, God. My first real job was, like, on a hillbilly bluegrass music show. I yodeled 7 nights a week.
Are you serious?
I joke all the time about, like, you know, we get up there, we do all this, like, scream stuff. But then at the end, I'm just like...
You're like, I'm a yodeler.
I can yodel like a motherfucker. You just don't understand.
We do that sometimes for fun during the show sometimes.
Sometimes.
We do a breakdown and she'll do some yodeling.
Oh,
yeah,
awesome.
It just throws everything off. A couple days ago was Siblings Day, and I posted pictures of all my brothers, and we rodeoed all our lives. So
oh
it's them, like, you know, riding all these, like saddle bronc and bareback horses and stuff like that, because I rode bulls and stuff. So
holy shit.
There's, like, this whole other
life
whole other that
side.
Happened.
Now your music is making sense to me. You know what I mean? Like,
violent.
Now the aggression that comes out, like, on stage, like, that's all organic. Like, that's just, like,
that's,
you
that's inner
being
DNA.
Awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Well, it's cool that you have, like, such a good vibe about you, in the sense, because you do. You really shines through from when you perform. So when is your next show in Nashville?
Actually, next Saturday. We're at the Rusty Nail. It's kind of crazy. We do. I love it.
The
I
Rusty
love her
Nail.
Reaction to the Rusty Nail.
Hermitage,
this makes
right?
me so happy. Yes. Yes. Mm,
it's, I think so.
Okay. I haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah, forever.
A long time. And I went in.
Are you playing outside? Is there an outside
stage?
No, there's
not.
Of course not.
It's going to be crazy, because normally we did this at Shooters, but, like, and
okay,
Shooters
yeah.
had about, like, 180 capacity.
I remember
and
that.
It was great. It was, yeah, it's a great party. But the owner of Shooters actually, rest in peace, last year, and we haven't, it hasn't been the same vibe, and I just kind of didn't want to go back into that, so I didn't feel like I wanted to do that. I wasn't ready yet, so we had to pick a new venue, and the Rusty Nail is in our backyard. I think John Karabi lives right back behind there.
He used to,
he
right?
He used to, yeah. I celebrated Ian's 21st birthday there. Ian and I, our birthday is like a day apart.
I went
so.
There with
oh
John Karabi. You know, I used to play with John Karabi, so he took me to the Rusty Nail, I think, for the first time. But what? Don't they have a slogan at that Rusty Nail? Like, isn't it like, I got hammered at the Rusty Nail?
Probably, yes.
All right, that's rock and roll.
Yes.
Glorious.
So I love me a good dive bar, especially ones in Nashville, which I'm going to say right now. I'm
spring
gonna
water.
What, spring water, Tennessee?
Spring water,
the dive bar.
Is it in Nashville?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
These two are Nashville
yet.
Natives.
Oh, yeah.
They've lived there their whole
lives. Spring water is where you go to catch heroin. Can I say that? Okay.
This is not a public bar.
What's your favorite dive bar?
Like, oh, man, I tripped and fell on some.
Man, I love Santa's.
Santa,
dude, they just got flooded, or something bad happened to Santa's. That.
But I love it, because, like, the double wide trailers, together, and, like,
that's
the
right
bathroom
the corner.
Door, you had to, like, pick up and hold to close it.
Yeah,
like, not swing it; you have to pick it up and close it. It's awesome,
dude. You know it's a dive bar. You know it's a dive bar when they ask when you ask for a Jack and Coke and they give you a Jack and Pepsi.
Oh.
Unforgivable. Rosie's. Oh. Rosie's.
You
That's
know
a
what,
shout
though?
Out to Rosie's
God,
right
Rosie's.
There.
I'm a weirdo,
I like
though.
Rendezvous.
I love Jack and Pepsi.
Oh!
Maybe it's because I don't like Jack.
He's out.
He's like, out.
Oh, no, that's fair. That's fair.
So,
that's
okay, fair. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to ask you a question, and while you answer, do your best to answer, I'm going to make you a mocktail. So I have this, so obviously we can't bring our own alcohol in. So I have this wonderful seed lip. It's a non-alcoholic spirit. So if you ever drink gin, this is probably going to be the closest thing that I would say to that, but we're going to mix it with some good stuff.
Okay.
So just a little bit. It's going to have these little, like, little mango, pineapple, lemongrass, peach, and you're going to, you know, this isn't like a normal setup where, like, I teach you how to make a cocktail and then we swap and I get to, you know, critique yours and you get to whatever.
I don't think you guys knew what you're getting into. This is Nashville on the rocks.
Nashville on the rocks, baby.
That's okay.
You're going to drink.
That's it.
That's
but
fine.
There's no alcohol.
That's okay.
No alcohol.
Rocktails and cocktails is our motto.
Yes.
You know what I'm
that's
saying?
Cool. Yeah.
Cocktails in this sense, not in the actual.
This is the first one
sense.
I wanted to be signed up for. I was here for it.
I love
yes!
it. Okay. So I know
roll.
We only have a couple minutes left because these are mini interviews, but can you please tell me something that you want our audience or anybody to know about what's coming up for you in the next, you know, summer, next year?
Yeah. So we just released our new video for Victory, which is doing really well right now. We just got to do it with one of the members of Slapshot gave us his blessing, Steve Carlson from the Hanson Brothers.
Sweet.
And we filmed this whole thing at the same place that Slapshot was filmed. Everything was done right there on set. We got to use Paul Newman's car in the video. It was actually
really?
Pretty rad.
Yeah, his Trans Am.
That's awesome.
It was a GTO.
Sick.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun doing this with all the people in Johnstown, Pennsylvania. We got mad press coverage from it. We've actually pitched this song to a radio campaign in the UK and Europe. We are on over 100 radio stations there now, which is, the song's doing really, really well. Our new album is Attitude Is Everything, and that is our 8th studio album. It's actually, we've every single album we've released independently without any funding or anything of any kind, no management, no booking agents, no labels, no nothing. It's just us.
DIY.
Just us. Yep. And
It's hardcore from the get-go, Philip, my darling.
Authenticity. Integrity.
Oh, wait, hold on. I had Taylor's name on this.
That's okay. I'm Taylor now.
All right. That's cool. Well, I love that. Well, kudos to you guys for all of your hard work and all of the grind, because you are what makes independent music shine. And I just want you to know that I've always thought it was so badass, because I was like, you know, if you really want to do something and you believe in it and you love it, like, that's all you need to do. And girl, you have tons of people that love your music. And if anything, you should get way more publicity for what you do.
I appreciate that. We feel the same way. Like, we work really hard at this, and I feel like we do get overlooked a lot in different things. And
it's wild.
And that's why we're here at Rockin' Pod, because we're trying to get on more podcasts and get the word out. That's really it. Up till now, it's just kind of word of mouth and all of our friends and fans.
You know, the slow build, though, in doing that, you get that really solid core audience, though. You know what I'm saying?
100%. That's like, true. They're not going anywhere.
Those are the people that, like, really kind of stick with you, you know, and help you. And I think there's something to be said for that. Something.
Absolutely.
And I mean, they're going to tell more people about you.
Well,
but
you couldn't be more right. They literally help load and unload the trailer sometimes. So.
I love that. Yeah. Well, cheers, you guys. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.